iNurse Radio. Brought to you by the International Nurses Association.
Hello, and welcome to iNurse Radio, where we feature some of the world's top experts in the field of nursing. Our goal, with the help of our guests, is to shed light on health-related topics that are important to all of us. My name is John Rivera. So glad you can make us part of your day. Today, we will be discussing the importance of communication and teamwork in healthcare, and how patient and family-centered care can yield the most rewarding results. We have the pleasure of speaking with Selena Affiner, a nurse for over 16 years. Selena is dedicated not only to patient care, but also to working together to provide the best care. Selena is passionate about educating others and herself, and she is currently in school for her Doctor of Nursing Practice, with a specialization in executive leadership. With experience in many facets of healthcare, Selena hopes to inspire others to utilize meaningful relationships in the workplace to build an effective team. Selena, welcome to iNurse Radio. So glad to have you.
Thank you.
Selena, what would you say your goals are as a nurse?
Well, two things that I really want to accomplish. One would be really to influence others, not only in my field, in my specialty, but among healthcare providers. I think it's important for us to have positive role model, especially in today's world. So I would like to be that positive role model for everyone in the healthcare industry. And secondly, I want to really make sure that, you know, as we work together as a team, that we continue to provide the best and highest quality care for our patient and, you know, putting safety at the top of our priority list. So those are the two things that I am focused on in my role as a nurse right now.
Well, that's outstanding and lofty goals for sure. How would you say, though, that these goals differ from when you first started out in nursing?
You know, at first I was more focused on me. You know, as a new nurse, there's so much to learn. You know, I mean, we learn every day, even now with my sixth of nursing experience and being a leader, I'm still learning something every day. So the focus started on me and my career and my professional advancement. How am I going to be able to take care of a patient, you know? So the focus was more on me and being able to be a great nurse. How am I going to be able to support the people that I work with and the patients that we care for? So it's, you know, that's how it differed from my original goals.
And clearly, you have had quite a few roles in neonatal care, including managerial roles. May I ask, how has this shaped your experience as a nurse?
Oh, my gosh. I have learned so much from putting a NICU together. I was involved in building a couple of neonatal intensive care units in the Pacific Northwest and also in the Southwest region. A couple of the organizations that I work with, Kaiser Permanente and Banner Health. So that was probably one of the most rewarding and at the same time challenging that I have done, because there's a lot of work that was put into it, because I felt so much pressure, because, you know, you're building something from scratch and there are going to be many lives that are going to be depending on that, you know. So something that you are building, a lot of babies' lives, a lot of families are really leaning on what you are building, right? So around that experience, I've learned so many, not only in my skills as a leader in being able to collaborate with all the different members of the team, the project managers, you know, not only like healthcare specific members of the team, but it's just really a very humbling experience for me. And at the same time, I learned so much about me, you know, how I was able to, you know, originally manage conversations, difficult conversations, challenging situations in a different role. So that's why I want to focus on communication, because it's so important in anything that we do in life. I mean, not only in our professional life, but also in our personal life.
That's wonderfully way to put it. And I do understand that you are involved in a character education program for women. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, it's something that I do as part of my community outreach. My advocacy is to really empower everybody. So I together this program, I call it PRINCESS, and it's an acronym for Pride, Respect, I Matter, Never Give Up, Character Education, Self-Esteem, and Self-Awareness. I put this program together when I was the reigning Mrs. Philippines Arizona for 2011. And I figured it's very needed, because there are a lot of women out there who are pretty smart and they just don't have anybody that mentors them, or they don't know there are available resources for them. So I would like to influence young women by inspiring them and motivating them and telling them my story and kind of say, you know, if I could do it, you could do it too. So, and part of the
wonderful
center that is also, yeah, and also, you know, how important education is in anything that we do in life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what, this actually segues nicely. How would you say, you know, in addition to obviously this outreach, how does your role as a nurse cross paths with your role in community outreach?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I volunteer at one of the schools here in my area, and the area where the school is located at is basically an area where there's a lot of people that are within the poverty line, so they're in low socioeconomic area, and so 90% of our kids are in the low socioeconomic status. And then 10% are homeless kids. So we provide education, high-quality education for children who are in from preschool to kindergarten, to prepare them for their elementary schooling. We're expanding that in the next few years, but I volunteer. I'm one of the board of directors, and as a nurse and as a leader in my organization, because currently I oversee, I'm the manager for the pediatrics unit and the NICU. So I was looking for something that could hopefully reverse some of the things that we see here. We see a lot of mental health patients. We're not a mental health facility, but we provide service for them prior to them getting transferred to a facility who provides that type of care. But anyways, I think that we can make a difference, you know, as healthcare providers in reaching out to those communities, so we can hopefully change that cycle, and also educating these kids that there are more to it than what they currently see, you know, their current life situation, and really providing them the best education they could have. You know, it doesn't mean that they live in a community that doesn't have the same standards as a community would. A lot more funding, you know, a lot more support from the community, a lot more money, that it doesn't mean that they couldn't have the same thing. So with my expertise in what I do, I'm able to provide some of that expertise in making sure the organization is on key and within the, you know, sharing my knowledge and how to strategize in that organization.
That's just wonderful, and I'm sure they consider themselves very lucky to have you. If we can switch gears, I wanted to ask, what advice would you offer a nurse who may have a hard time finding that balance between work and their personal life?
One of my friends, she was like, well, she's a nurse too. She was like, oh, is there really a balance? Is there really a balance? You know what I mean? Is there really a true balance? You know, I don't know. Who really knows, right? But I think it's really important to find something that will really keep you away from getting burnt out. I know there's a lot of burnouts in our field because, you know, we deal with it's a high-stress, high-anxiety environment. You know, we're not dealing with well patients in the hospital. We're dealing with sick patients, they're vulnerable. So it takes a lot out of you as a healthcare provider. So I think it's important for each nurse or any healthcare providers to find something that they love to do that makes them happy, that they can find that space, whatever that is. With me, I really find my space in yoga. So I make sure that I do yoga, during my spare time, right? I mean, I'm a single mom. I work full time. I oversee a couple of big units, a lot of staff, and I go to school. So if I can do it, everybody can do it too. You know, anybody could do what I do, because I think it's important. I mean, that's how we survive. And really knowing what makes you happy is important, you know. And then there's a lot of people who do this as their career path or career, but I think it's really more of a calling, you know. So I think it's important for us to also dig in into ourselves and figure out, is this really for me? Is this really what makes me happy? You know, does it feed my soul? You know, and finding that and really figuring that out early on.
Certainly that can be as big of a challenge as anything else, but very well stated. In your opinion, what would you say, what does it take for a nurse or really any other healthcare professional to truly help patients and their families?
Well, one word, listen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the patient's needs, what they say, the families. Again, you know, as you mentioned, one of the things that I would like to really focus on is that putting the patient in the center of our care and anything that we do, whatever decisions we make, it doesn't matter if you directly touch that patient, if you're the nurse, if you're the manager, if you're the pharmacist, if you're the IT person, you know. So I think putting patients into that center of everything that we put into place is very helpful in making sure that we do our due diligence, you know, and we really do what we sign up for, you know. And I think it's important for us to really listen and be very inclusive in making sure that we involve our patients and their families in planning the care for them, because, you know, when they go home, they don't have us, right? So they're in charge of their own care. So in order for us to be able to do that, we need to be very inclusive and include them in the decision-making process.
Absolutely. Very well said. Clearly, much of this ends up being learned by other nurses, senior nurses, or just on the job. Would you say, though, then, that continued education is beneficial for everyone who works in healthcare?
Yeah, I mean, in general, like I said, education is important, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to be a formal education, but just really absorbing, really learning what is available out there, you know, using our resources, be very creative, resourceful, and really being open to that every day and really saying, you know, we've been doing this for the last 10 years. Is it really still working, you know? It doesn't mean that we've always done it this way. I've heard people say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If it's not broken,
sure, don't
fix it. I don't believe in that. You know, I think that there's always a room to improve, and educating ourselves in staying on top of the research, the available evidence-based research out there, and really looking into that and being very open and saying, you know what, this probably worked 10 years ago, and it's probably not working now. That's why we're experiencing some of the things that we're experiencing, you know, looking at trends, looking at data, looking at outcomes, again, listening to what people are saying, you know, not only our patients, but our coworkers. Like me as a leader of my units, my department, I'm very open to people's suggestions and really, you know, really listening to them and saying, you know what, she could be saying something important here, or he could be saying something important. And I have to be very, right, very open to listening what people have to say, and because I could learn from anybody anything, and if I feel that what they're saying is important and I really it makes sense to me, then I have to support them. You know, I will support them 100% and advocate for them and really figure out how we can improve upon those things.
And Selena, with so many medical professionals involved in the process, why would you say that teamwork is so important within the healthcare industry?
Oh, very much so. I'm not sure if you have been in a hospital or in a healthcare setting and in your family.
Of course, unfortunately.
You know, there's so many, yeah. I mean, there's so many are involved in that one patient, you know. I mean, it affects everybody in the whole organization, whether we like it or not. We're going to run some tests, you know, if the lab is affected. Sometimes procedure, you know, radiology, pharmacy, housekeeping, so everybody. So it takes a lot of teamwork for that patient, for our patients and their families to have that best experience. And the reality is we are a customer service industry. They see how the team works, how we collaborate, how we work as a team, how we communicate. And that's why I believe that without that meaningful relationship, and that trusting and that respectful relationship, it's hard to really provide that, you know, so-called high quality of care. And we're really, at the end of the day, we're really putting the patient at risk. Because if we're not communicating well, if we're not getting along, guess who's suffering? The patient. So I think it's very, very important, not only, I mean, especially in the healthcare industry, because we're dealing with people's lives, you know, and potential harm is not acceptable. You know, a harm that could have been prevented because people are not getting along. That could be very catastrophic, so not only for the patients and their family, but the whole organization. So it's really important for people to work together as a team. Effectively.
Absolutely. And Selena, again, you raise many interesting points. So I just have to ask you, where then do you see the future of nurses in patient care?
So there's a lot of work being done, and I've done along with my team. One of the things that we did last year was to make sure nurses are practicing on top of their license. So part of the work, I'm just going to give you sort of like a summary of what we did, was to really identify the things that nurses are doing that are taking them away from patient care. So things that somebody else could do that don't need an RN license. So we were able to work with a team of people, get a task force, and so we identified those so-called tasks that they could let go and have others do those things and be more focused at the bedside and really connecting with the patient and their families and really having conversations, listening, educating as a professional, you know, and really the future of nurses is really being there for the patient. I go back, you know, I just did a paper about Florence Nightingale. You know, she was a true advocate and, you know, she pioneered and founded modern nursing. So a lot of the work that she's done, it's almost like going back to that and saying, you know what, this is really what nurses should be doing. And as I've been a patient myself and then my members of my family, I've been on that other side of the room, right? You know, so I saw.
Sure.
How, you know, from a different perspective. So I see how we are being perceived right now because we're so focused on others instead of us being present at the bedside and really, really having conversations, important conversations with our patients and their family. You know, so I think that that's where it's going to head. I mean, there's a lot of other opportunities in nursing, don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I've never seen so many different roles that we can play as a nurse. But I think we can't lose that essence of having that, putting that patient at the center of anything.
Sure.
Whatever specialty, whatever role we play, I think that should be the center. And if we think about that, because there's the majority of the workforce in at least a hospital setting are nurses, you know, so they're a very important piece of the puzzle. And if we can elevate the practice and maximize nurses' capacity to where they belong and where they're supposed to be, and where they could be more influential, the most influential, that should be the future of, you know, nurses and patient care.
Absolutely.
Can I answer your question?
And of course, I was just going to say something. You have given us a lot of outstanding information. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time, but sincerely, thank you so much for joining us, for being such a wonderful guest, and really giving us so much food for thought.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope you learn too, you know, about nurses and really why it's important for us to have them, you know, as part of the team and really elevating
Absolutely.
The practice. And I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
No, the pleasure truly was all ours. Thank you again, Selena. And thanks to you, the listener, as well, for being with us. So until next time, this is John Rivera for iNurse Radio saying be well and bye for now.